I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 490, Faith Doesn't Fix Everything. Let's clear this up right here and right now. You may think that a preacher is supposed to say that faith fixes everything and that Christians are supposed to believe it. Well, that only works until it doesn't, and the hard realities of life come crashing down on us. The reason we think faith fixes everything is because we misunderstand what faith really is. So let's get it straight today. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. And it's hard to love others or God if you're always mad because life doesn't work out like you think it should if you just have enough faith. For these next few episodes, I'll be using Larry Osborne's book, 10 Dumb Things Smart Christians Believe. I'll just take a few of those quote-unquote dumb things and summarize them for us here in the podcast. The first dumb thing that he says we tend to believe is that faith fixes everything. So give me about five minutes. Let's see if that's true or not. And let's see what Scripture says. We'll ask a great question, we'll pray, and we'll challenge ourselves to think rightly about our hard times. Now, this is a big deal, disciples, because we all know people who have put faith in Jesus, tried to trust Him with their life, and yet their life is still hard and bad things still happen, and they get discouraged and disillusioned and defeated. Believing faith fixes everything is just not reality, and we know it, but we've been taught to believe it, and it's really more faith in faith than it is faith in God. The name it and claim it gospel is a sham, and it's not the gospel at all. People claim healing, and then they die. People claim a relationship, and then they get dumped. People claim to have faith for money troubles to go away, and then they have to declare bankruptcy. Faith is not a magic potion, people. God is not a genie in a bottle. In Hebrews 11, a faith chapter, it's called actually Faith's Hall of Fame, we have this text that makes the point undeniably for us. Remember as you hear it that he's talking about God's people, people of great faith. He writes in Hebrews 11, they were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were killed with the sword, they went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, and mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and caves and dens of the earth. And all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. Did you catch it? They were commended for their faith. Lack of faith was not the reason for their problems. They still had faith, and they still had problems, and life still stunk. We don't often teach that to our kids in Sunday school, and yet we should, because if they believe that faith fixes everything, and they see that it doesn't, then they begin to doubt and abandon God. Larry Osborne put it like this, 1,000 years from now, all the things we try so hard to fix with our positive thinking, visualization, and drive out all doubt prayers won't matter. The only thing that will matter is our awesome future and our face-to-face relationship with God. Here's the great question. Do you believe that faith can fix everything? Explain. Let's pray this prayer from aloveworthlivingfor.com. Father, thank you that even when all others leave and abandon me, you remain. Thank you that even when the ones I thought would be around forever choose to go, I can trust that you will stand with me. Father, I come to you with my cares and my worries concerning this trial I'm facing. Would you remind me that I'm not alone? Would you tell me that you care about this and its outcome? Father, I thank you for standing with me, and I receive your strength to stand another day. Thank you that even in the hard times, you remain. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 491. And in the meantime, again from Larry Osborne. He wrote, faith is not a skill we master. It's not an impenetrable shield that protects us from life's hardships and trials. It's not a magic potion that removes every mess. It's a map we follow. It's designed to guide us on a path of righteousness. Along the way, it doesn't promise to fix every flat tire. It won't reroute us around every traffic jam. It won't even stop the road rage of the crazy guy we cut off at the merge. But it will take us exactly where God wants us to go. And isn't that where we want to be, even if faith doesn't fix everything?